The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Now, Anne-Marie Green is a graduate of the Institute of Technology in Carlow, and she's just turned around to look at the clock, because I was looking at the clock and she was wondering, what the hell is he looking at? She's on the Sunday Business Show for the first time this morning because her business is doing good. She produces a range of bags called Duc, D-U-C, which is partly means education in Vietnamese. She corrected me, so it doesn't entirely mean education in Vietnamese. For each one of her bags sold, her company either gives a school kit, a vaccine or swimming lessons to a child in Vietnam. And of course, that can only happen as long as the business stays viable. And that's what Anne-Marie is going to explain to me. First of all about your business, Anne-Marie. Good morning.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm very good.
Good.
You see what time it is?
Yes, I can see what time it is.
You see, I have to do two things. I have to talk to people, but I also have to keep an eye on the time to make sure that we're running on time.
Very good at multitasking.
And as usual, we're running out of time so rapidly. So you better very rapidly tell me what Duc, that's D-U-C, bags do and are, and why you came up and how you came up with the idea.
Okay, so basically, I went over to Vietnam for the first time in 2012 and I did some voluntary work with the Christina Noble Children's Foundation.
And anybody who has done that, including my daughter and some other people that I know, says it is both life-changing and fantastic.
Absolutely, it's so inspirational.
Short shout-out for Christina Noble Foundation.
Yes, absolutely, and all her dedicated staff and workers, they're incredible. My business partner, Ian Kelly, was actually over in Vietnam. He had done his work experience over there in his final year of college, and I was meeting him over there for the summer, so that's how the whole volunteer work came up with the foundation. After doing my 3.5 months there, I was just completely blown away by the work that they had done, and I've actually been over every year since. Ian and I went over in 2015 with donation money, and we had spoken to the foundation and we said, look, what can we spend our donation money on? So they had this new project. It was the school kit project. And a school kit is a school bag and stationery. And families are just so poor over there that they can't afford to buy the essentials, so their kids don't go to school. So by providing them with a school kit, they get an education. They get to go to school. So Ian and I were really, really blown away by this. We just thought it was absolutely incredible. Such a simple thing, not very expensive. And so we kind of had a conversation then to see what we could do to help the foundation and provide them with consistent kind of aid and finance and whatever else. So Ian's background is in design and my background is in childcare. So the two of them together kind of worked well, and we came up with the creation of Duc. So Duc is a bag product range, and we've got three ranges at the moment. We have our Duc school bags. So for every bag sold, we provide a school kit to the foundation. We have a junior range, and for every junior bag sold, we provide a vaccination. And then for every sports bag that we sell, we provide swimming lessons, because at the moment, 32 children die a day.
A day,
in Vietnam.
A day.
From drowning.
32
yes.
children a day. Mad.
It's awful.
And bad.
Yeah. So awful.
Now, it's a business. Where are you based?
So we're actually both from Bray. So we do have our bags available in a number of stores. They're available in Arnott's. They're available in Miramira in Sandymount. And they're also available in Uniform Warehouse, which is in Bray, Maynooth and Montrose. And you can also buy them at duc.ie as well.
And where are they made?
They are manufactured in Vietnam.
Oh, that's a clever idea. You kind of put a big circle there.
Yeah.
So we were talking earlier on to Pamela and Elva about world domination. Have you got world domination in mind?
Absolutely. Why not?
How quickly, when did you set up, and how quickly did you get those outlets?
It's after snowballing. We kind of put everything into action last August. Ian was working very hard.
A year ago.
Ian was working very hard with the designs. We were over in Vietnam at Christmas over the holidays and back again in April. And we were working with the factory, getting our samples done, getting everything sorted. And then the first delivery arrived in Ireland at the end of June, and then we've got another order of the junior bags arriving now in 2 weeks, because they're sold out. So
and what's funding all of this? Because you have to get funds to buy your product, to stock, etc.
Ian and I are funding it.
Okay.
Yes.
It's called bootstrapping. If you didn't know, you know now. And so do you need funds? you're happy to go the way you are?
We're happy to go the way that we are. We've had a lot of help and support from Bank of Ireland. They've been very, very helpful. We've had meetings with their business advisors in our local branch in Bray. They've actually given us space, and we have a display with all of our bags as well. So they're they're very, very nice.
But you do need more outlets. So we want Team SBS to back you with outlets. So if you have an outlet, what kind of outlets are you looking for? Any store that will sell a bag?
Any store that will sell a bag, yeah. I mean, the more bags that we sell, the more children that we help.
And they're priced at?
They range from €30 up to €55.
So if you're in that bracket and if you're selling right across the country, Anne-Marie would like to hear from you. Where will they find you?
At duck.ie, so that's duc.ie.
Duck.ie, and one other shout out for your co-founder is...
Ian Kelly.
Ian Kelly. Oh, you should also give a shout out to IOT Carlo, because that is where you met. And was that an inspiration? Yeah, better say it was an inspiration.
Sure, yeah, sure.
Oh my God, oh my. That's Anne-Marie Green
Thank
of
you.
Duck Bags. Thank you very much for joining us. And you will come back to us when you get another 20 or 40 or 60 more outlets.
Absolutely.
That's business doing good, and we like that.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.